Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. It's not enough to chug a gallon of water after a hot, sweaty workout because the body works hard at all times. Greetings, my fitness-minded listeners. I want to acquaint you with the Primal Fitness Expert Certification Program, the most comprehensive home study multimedia fitness education course in the world. If you want to enhance your personal knowledge of all aspects of leading a healthy, active, fit lifestyle, this total immersion course will be life-changing. I'm the lead instructor and author of the course, and we have 14 chapters of extensive written content with over 100 accompanying videos covering topics such as general everyday movement, including micro-workouts and dynamic workstation tips, the full experience of gym-based strength training in all the different modalities, a complete presentation on all aspects of sprinting, both running and low-impact options, an assortment of high-intensity interval training and high-intensity repeat training strategies, a detailed education on the principles and practical application of aerobic endurance training, and extensive commentary, the most you will find in any publication, on all aspects and symptoms of overtraining and burnout. We even have fascinating peripheral topics like integrating nasal diaphragmatic breathing, dynamic stretching, injury prevention, and developing a peak performance mindset. It's really something, this course. We went all out for over 2 years with a great team to develop this amazing home-based fitness education for you. And you get one-on-one expert email support and private Facebook group connection throughout your studies to ensure that you absorb everything optimally and you pass your series of exams and get certified. So go to primalhealthcoach.com/Brad to enjoy a very special limited time. And I'm not kidding. This is a big time discount just for you. 25% off your tuition. A fantastic premium offer at primalhealthcoach.com/Brad for the most comprehensive fitness course you can ever find. Welcome to another edition in our long series of commentary about the comprehensive signs of overreaching and overtraining. And this content is inspired by the incredibly comprehensive look at all aspects of overtraining and remedies that is contained in the Primal Fitness Expert Certification course. There is nothing like it anywhere that we have found in the world. And it's such an important topic to get a comprehensive knowledge of and understanding of how the body works and how it can fool you by overproducing stress hormones and making you feel great and not sore and full of energy when you wake up so you can go out and train harder and harder. And then what happens is you crash and burn eventually. So we have to understand the nuances and these little signs that come up and then take corrective action to back off, even if you kind of feel hyped up and pumped up to go and do more training and take on more in your busy, multifaceted life. So this edition will talk about a few symptoms that occur during workouts and in everyday life. And the first one I want to start with is excessive thirst during and after workouts. This could be a sign of mild chronic dehydration and electrolyte depletion. Mild because you can go out there, you can still work out, but you might be in a depleting pattern due to this chronic overproduction of fight or flight hormones, which tend to deplete electrolytes. And the mild chronic dehydration can come when you stack up really challenging workouts, especially in hot weather, and fail to hydrate optimally over the course of days or weeks as you're immersed into this highly stressful training pattern. It's also important to note that rehydration is with a mix of water, sodium, and other electrolytes. It's not enough to chug a gallon of water after a hot, sweaty workout because the body works hard at all times to carefully regulate the sodium balance in the bloodstream. And that's what your kidneys are incredibly good at, is dumping in extra sodium or retaining it, depending on the fluid level. And so if you chug a gallon of water, to be extreme with the example, after a hot, sweaty workout, what's going to happen is you're just going to pee out extra fluid in the ensuing hours to make sure that your body, your tissues and muscles optimally absorb the fluid that they need. You need to have it mixed with an appropriate balance of sodium, potassium, magnesium, other electrolytes, and even glucose has been found in studies to improve hydration, improve osmolality of the fluid when you have a pinch of, let's say, sugar or the other source of calories like that, and of course, a pinch of sodium. And not to get super technical, but if you make a practice of adding a few shakes of quality salt into every 8 ounces of fluid that you consume, a pinch in every 8 ounces of fluid, that's a good rule of thumb to go by. So when I prepare a giant a quart size, 32 ounce size a beverage container to walk around with, I will pour some a significant amount of salt. Maybe it's a teaspoon or something every time I drink 32 ounces. And this is, again, so that you don't get overwhelmed with fluid that doesn't have sodium balance in there and then excrete it to maintain that proper sodium balance. So adding a pinch of salt or using one of the many quality electrolyte hydration powders that are available on the market now. I can't wait to introduce the BRAD Superfruits 100% organic tropical fruit powder, a natural way to obtain healthy electrolyte balance because you're getting it from the fruit, and a great way to hydrate something that tastes good too, so you're inclined to drink in a strategic manner, in a preemptive manner, in between workouts, so that you don't sink into this pattern of chronic dehydration. And another one that can be a symptom, even a advanced warning sign of impending overtraining and burnout, is overheating. This would be feeling unusually overheated immediately and for perhaps an unusually long time after a workout. This is a sign that your autonomic nervous system is out of balance. Remember, the autonomic nervous system has two branches, the sympathetic, which we nickname fight or flight, and the parasympathetic, which we nickname rest and digest. So when you're sympathetic dominant, sometimes you have difficulty recalibrating quickly back to a resting state or back to homeostasis with that body temperature somewhere around 98.6 Fahrenheit. So if you remain overheated or you get more overheated than usual at your typical workout, whether it's outdoors or in a gym, these are signs that your sympathetic dominant and your return to homeostasis is compromised. Another reason that overheating can occur is that you're doing a workout that is too stressful for your current fitness level, or you weren't properly rested before going out there and slamming it again. So pay attention to excessive thirst, both during and after workouts. Pay attention to overheating. And we'll throw in another one there, which is frequent urination. And one of them could be from hydrating in an inappropriate manner, slamming down too much fluid without enough sodium, especially. And it could also mean that your adrenal glands are overactive, causing the kidneys to void frequently. Remember, the adrenals are positioned adjacent or on top of the kidneys, and the actual root word from Latin, ad, next to ad, like addendum, ad renal, kidney. So adrenal means next to kidney. And if you are peeing a lot and experiencing this nervous energy where you have to urinate frequently, this is a sign that you are in a fight or flight stimulation. When can you reference this? That's right, race morning, when you're running around. I remember as a triathlete, you know, finding the bathrooms were full and everyone had to pee in the 30 minutes before the race because of that adrenal activity. This can also occur
during overnight sleep. And a lot of us are accustomed to just getting up and peeing during the night, thinking that it's normal. Sometimes peeing two or three times, especially the males in the advancing age groups like myself, where you start to get some benign enlargement of the prostate that causes you to urinate frequently and not as powerfully. So that's a whole nother issue. Dr. Brandeis talks about that a bit in our podcast about male sexual health and urinary health. But in this case, getting up frequently during the night to pee, or even getting up once or twice, is a potential sign of overstress patterns. Dr. Phil Maffetone was the first person to hit me with this argument that you should not be getting up during the night to pee. Your body is really good at holding its fluid, just like your dog who waits to the morning if they're well-trained to get outside. We can certainly hold our urine overnight while we're sleeping. We're not getting up to pee because our bladder is full and overflowing. Of course not. We're getting up because of possibly inappropriate adrenal stimulation when we should be in deep parasympathetic rest and digest mode for the entire night. So if you're chronically producing too much cortisol, too much epinephrine, this is causing you to awaken too easily for frequent urination. And I'll add one more to close off this nice short list of symptoms, many more to come in our series, and that would be called a sodium-potassium imbalance. So what happens when you pump out a lot of cortisol and the other prominent stress hormone, which is called aldosterone, you don't hear about that as much as cortisol, but aldosterone plays a crucial role in maintaining appropriate sodium-potassium balance in the body. So when you have excess aldosterone production during this preliminary state of overtraining called overreaching, and before you get to full-blown burnout, if you're pumping out a lot of aldosterone, this leads to excess potassium secretion and excess sodium retention. Imbalances of this nature can result in symptoms like headaches, muscle aches, spasms, and cramping. And we'll talk further about those symptoms in a future show. Thanks for listening, watching, and more to come. Paying attention to overtraining.
I'm so excited to introduce you to Paluva. This is a new zero-drop minimalist shoe with the distinctive five-toe design from my main man, Mark Sisson. Paluvas give you the most authentic barefoot style experience, but with sufficient cushioning so you can use them for all manner of daily movement, especially walking and many other fitness and athletic activities. Paluvas are also incredibly stylish, so you get a barefoot shoe that you're not embarrassed to wear around in daily life. It's been so cool to see the popularity of minimalist shoes grow over the recent years, but Paluvas are a step ahead of every other zero-drop wide-box shoe because of the critical feature of individual five-toe articulation, a separate slot for each of your toes. This allows for correct dynamic movement of the foot through the walking or running stride, which is impossible when your toes are encased into a single box, even a wide box. Well, you might know that minimalist shoes have faced controversy in recent years for causing injuries from inappropriate use. So here is the big picture mission. We want to get you walking in Paluvas, living in your Paluvas, going barefoot in your home or other safe areas as often as possible. Go ahead and use your specialized cushiony running shoes or your basketball shoes, work boots, high heels, things that you want to wear when you want to wear them, but wear your Paluvas as much as possible to reawaken the natural functionality of the human foot to stand, walk, run, and perform. Do you want to try a pair? I'm certain that when you put them on and walk around, you are going to quickly realize that these are the most comfortable natural shoes that you've ever worn. They are designed to feel like you're, quote, walking barefoot on a putting green. Please visit Paluva.com, that's P-E-L-U-V-A, and use the code BRADPODCAST and get 10% off your first pair. Paluvas, let your feet be feet.
Thank you so much for listening to the Be Rad Podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com.
and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.